another issue. That alley, I was back there. Okay, I was up there with the chief of the rural up there. That alley, as noted, is a private alley. It's owned by half by the one property, one adjacent property owner, and the half by the other. My comment at that time was, I can't believe that the people who live here on this block now allow that alley to be closed like that. Because we kept it maintained and open.
And that is a private property issue.
That's private.
That's what I tried to explain.
Yeah.
That is between the property owners. Typically, and you got to go to the rights by what you have in the deed. But if you have a private alley, and half is yours and half is the other, they cannot block the use by other party or other parties downstream that are part of that private alley. But that, again, is an action by the private property owner against the other property owner. The borough can't enforce private property rights.
Right. But the reason I think they're not doing it is because Ken Kramer is telling them, because that came from Jim Fisher, that that's Ken's alley. And Jim lives right across the street from my cousin.
Yeah.
Well, it would take a legal action by the property owner whose rights to use that private alley is being taken away.
He also told the neighbor that that's why he's parking his truck there.
He told him that he's deliberately parking the truck there so we can't sell it, so that we will go back to him and beg him to buy it. And before that happens, I will keep the property and I will rent it.
How far down is that alley going? All the way down the dock?
It goes to the back of the garage, and then if you look at that one picture, that was looking in
which,
from
which picture?
With all the trash.
Yeah, right here, stacked up.
Yeah, that's trash. Looking from my cousin's yard.
Would be probably back to the edge of Bob Nace's
property. Yeah, yeah. And see, Bob don't do nothing because Ken takes him fishing and Ken takes him hunting. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, down at Lazy K, that's another Kramer, that's his brother. So, yeah, there you go.
The Kramers
think they can do anything they want to do, you know.
The actions that I took from this, obviously, was the fact that, we have a non-conforming use, so there's not a zoning action. We do have, they're putting things on utility poles. When I went over this with Jeff and Mike, that probably what precipitated him going to the hospital. 2 days. Those are certainly violations of our ordinance. The traffic issues of illegal parking, trailers left on borough streets not connected to the conveyance vehicle, those kind of things are
Police matters. But
trash dumping is, and I explained to them, it would be in their best interest to remove the trash.
Because they could be cited.
Because it's on their property.
Yeah, because you could be cited.
I mean, there's trash cans.
I told you,
they're
in a culpable party.
Yeah.
Chief. Well, before I do that, I'll throw it on the other 7 foot of the alley.
Chief Brummer instructed the officers to cite when there's violations. Obviously, you have to see the violation, like the one with the pickup truck parked or the van parked the other way. If an officer didn't see that, you know, based on a picture. It was my understanding that they were marking the tires. Now, it's very hard to prove, unless you're sitting there 24/7, that they pulled two vehicle spaces and backed up, or if they pulled 2 feet backed up. We would have to be sitting there to see that.
Yeah, but he can't do it.
Well, he could have took it out and went around the block and put it down. We don't know that because we're not there watching.
He has red things hanging on the door.
I'm saying it's difficult, but I didn't hear anything about this 2 foot deal. But you can rest assured I will be back with Chief Brummer tomorrow, and I'm going to show him. Thank you for the pictures. I'm going to show him these pictures. What we can handle, we will handle. I already talked about it once before, and we're going to get back on it again. I realize that there's an issue here property owner issue between property owners, but as my words to Chief Brummer were, we are going to enforce the vehicle code as it needs to be enforced.
I just don't see how a business can...
If we have to put a camera there and watch and see where the vehicles go, we'll watch.
Well, I just can't see how a business can prevent us by what he's doing to be able to sell that property.
If he pulls out, if he follows the code on the parking, there's really nothing we can do.
Right, but he doesn't. He pulled it out in March because I put no parking there up in the borough because the auctioneers were coming to pick up his personal items. And the first thing he said was, I can't move that trailer. And then my sister said, well, if it's here and we need the space, we'll call the cops. He said, I'll move it. And he did. He moved it. As soon as they were done, he was right back. And that the one that's parked out front with the Ford truck on it, that one has not been moved. Other than, like I said, maybe a foot here or there since March.
I'm taking this like before the zoning board back in 93. Is this site an industrial site or is it a commercial site? So
it says an existing industrial structure.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, Shracks, I think, wasn't it Shriners? Yeah.
Manufacturing. Basically,